This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
At that time, it was, you and Kelvin Sampson very much on the same wavelength as far as that goes.
Okay, you also made another astute observation. By not blowing out Temple, it allowed the Tigers to have Temple move up to 136 in the net. If they can move to 135, that becomes a Q2 game.
Yes.
The road loss at least does.
Yes. You will. So Memphis has two quad three losses. They Temple became a quad three loss. The road loss at Temple became a quad three, I don't know, a week ago or so after one of their losses. And they were starting to drift further and further. They lost in double overtime at South Florida the other night, and that hurt them. So they had drifted into quad three loss territory for Memphis. But the way the net works, they come to Memphis and lose by 8 points, and yet they climb.
Yeah.
I think it was seven spots in the net. And so, yeah, like by Memphis not blowing them out, it actually could lead to Memphis getting rid of one of its quad three losses. If Temple doesn't, you know, if like if Temple can, you know, finish strong, then that will be very helpful. That'd be very beneficial for Memphis. You don't want to go in with multiple quad three losses to Selection Sunday. But, Arkansas State's kind of stumbling a little bit here lately. They lost at Marshall and then they lost at Kent State, but they're still within striking distance of that loss becoming a quad two, like going from quad three to quad two. So, it's not like there's a chance that Memphis goes in to Selection Sunday if those two teams can finish strong with zero quad three, quad four losses, which would be huge.
All right, Munns, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Again, make sure you go sign up for the Memphis sports newsletter that the Commercial Appeal is promoting right now. Jason's got a link to where you can subscribe to that as well. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about more from the Super Bowl as well. Mondays are NBA parlay profit boost promos from our friends over at Zen Sports. Make a qualifying three-leg parlay over at Zen Sports, and you can earn a 33% profit boost up to $250. You can even make up to five qualifying three-leg parlays. However, the maximum total payout for your profit boost is $750. But you can make up to five parlays to get up to that $750. Also, if you're over in Nashville during the weekend, Zen Sports will be hosting VIP tables over at Whiskey Row in Nashville. They will start this Saturday, and they'll be hosting them every other Saturday. So this Saturday over at Whiskey Row in downtown Nashville, you can take advantage of the VIP tables by emailing events@vipplayinc.com, vipplay.com. But again, take advantage of Profit Boost NBA Parlay Mondays. Make a qualifying three-leg parlay and earn 33% a 33% profit boost up to $250. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Odds are subject to change. Any wagers deemed as wash betting by Zen Sports, regardless of whether either wager was made prior to the email promotion, will not qualify towards earning a prize as outlined above. Let's get into the list. Yeah, over the weekend, the Grizzlies on Saturday night hosted the Oklahoma City Thunder. They get pretty much outclassed, 125 to 112, kind of in the same fashion, heard that I felt like the final score of the Super Bowl was about as close as it could have been. I felt like the final score of Saturday night was a lot closer than the game was. The Thunder had as much as a 28-point lead in the second half. SGA goes off for 32. Also, Jalen Williams, goes for 25. Every Thunder starter was in double figures. They did not play Chet Holmgren during the contest. But really, this is the thing that I wanted to discuss with you, because we have a listener, Trey Muir, who writes in, "The Grizz have struggled all season with any team that has size and or athleticism at the wing position, something we've talked about. Whether it was the Clippers, Lakers, Rockets, or Knicks, they've struggled with teams that has size on the perimeter and teams that are physical. It's been a trend all year. That's what playoff basketball is going to be." He also notes this trend. Last year, while Ja was out with the injury, so with the shoulder, the league shifted after the All-Star game and started to allow more physical play. We saw this. I think it was the All-Star game. I think also Silver was starting to get upset with the every other night somebody was like going for 60. And you and I talked about, like, when the final scores were like 155 to 185, we're like, okay, this might need to change. But he notes that the change very clearly after the All-Star game was allowing more physical play in the paint. Trey notes that Trae Young is shooting career lows across the board. Ja missed that time period, and he still hasn't adjusted. Quote, "I guess nobody in the organization has given him the memo. Those drives where you put your shoulder into the chest of a defender and scream while flailing away isn't getting called more. The team struggles against physicality because he struggles against physicality." Also notes that Grizz Legend on Twitter made these notes against the last top eight opponents. So top eight seeds. These are Ja's last eight games. 6 of 19 from the field. 7 assists, 1 turnover. I believe that was Saturday night. Let me double check. 6 of 19. Yes, that was Saturday night. Then we go to 5 of 13 from the field, 4 turnovers, 2 assists. 5 of 16 from the field, 2 turnovers, 7 assists. 11 of 24 from the field, 7 turnovers, 4 assists. 5 of 19 from the field, 5 turnovers, 4 assists. 9 of 22 from the floor, 4 turnovers, 3 assists, 7 of 20 from the floor, 7 turnovers, 4 assists, and 6 of 21 from the field, 7 turnovers, 6 assists. Also, Ja was very upset at the whistle. It's also important to note, on Saturday night, the Grizzlies shot 39 free throws, while the Thunder shot 21. Really, the only person that seemed to have a big problem with the whistle was Ja, to the point at which T. Morant got exited from the game after the lead official, Josh Tiven, asked that he be removed from the game. Also, quick shout out to whoever the usher or team, whatever, the forum official that had to ask T to leave. When you see the video, I don't know if I've ever seen a human being that you could feel through the screen of like, I don't want to have to do this, but I've been asked to do this. I mentioned that not to rip on them, but Ja was asked about it after the game, and Ja made mention, I guess my dad was saying what I couldn't say. Kind of in the vein of like, all right, I'm not gonna get the T's and the ejections. Literally, I'll let T do it. Something that we kind of sometimes see coaches do, whatnot. But I think this is actually an interesting point, because I do feel like, because I've talked about it with you, I can't tell if the whining league-wide is up, but it seems like when I'm thinking about the examples that come to mind, they're almost all a similar situation where guy goes into the lane, thinks he's going to get the call, doesn't get the call and continues to whine about it. I do wonder, though, if this is something, because I don't think this is coincidence, because I really do believe that this is more of how they want the game officiated, and we definitely know come playoff time, this is how the game's going to be officiated. Is there an adjustment from Ja to be made? Do you think that this is true? Is where I'll start with. And if so, what would you do about it?
So when you say true, are you talking about Ja not being able to handle the officiating now?
Struggling to adjust to the officiating. The physical play is impacting him more than others. Do you think there's any truth to it?
I'm not going to say he's having trouble adjusting. I will say that he could be going, it seems like, with the better team through a slightly slump, you know, with some physicality. But I just don't think a guy his caliber to last long. One thing about the NBA that you have learned, especially when you're not tall, it'll eat you up and spit you out real quick. And for this to be Ja, no matter how much they keep adjusting, what, fifth season, maybe fourth, sixth, am I somewhere close?
All right, it's always a depressing number when you realize it. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is his sixth year, and then basically last year was a wash.
With the injury. So with this being his sixth year, one thing we know about the NBA, right, it eats you up and spits you out. He is still one of the most fantastic draw-dropping, you know what I mean, athlete and player in the NBA. I mean, even with, you say, last year or troubles or whatever, you have to be really, really talented for people like the Grizzlies and Nike and people to continue to stand, you get what I'm saying? Behind you. And so.
And they have all the metrics.
Yeah. And so they have all the metrics. So with that, I think Ja will be fine. I think he might have to adjust, but I don't think it's going to be something like, they got him figured out. And they got him figured out forever. They got him figured out long term. No, I remember at one point people was thinking certain stuff about Kyrie. And as soon as he got his stuff back flowing, some guys are just special, you know. Now, what I do think, and we use Saturday, and I hope people don't take this the wrong way, but if we use Saturday, just take Saturday as a single sample size, I just do think the Thunder is a lot better than a lot of the 90-some percent of the NBA teams. But I think they're playing together at a high level. I think Shea Alexander is, to me, the true back-to-back MVP of the league. I think he should have got it last year being the number one seed, and he had all the stats. And I think this year he has taken it up another level. And you even got a couple starters out, man. Chek is out, and the other big white kid from the Knicks last year.
So Hartenstein did play. He played on Saturday, but
he was out a significant time.
Correct.
Too.
He missed months, maybe.
Yeah. So he been out, and then you even got a guy like Wiggins was getting spot minutes. Like, he didn't hit 40 this year, so it's just phenomenal how that team is playing this year. And so I don't want to put that with the whole Ja thing. I think the Thunder might be ahead of us. I didn't think that much, because I didn't watch most of the game. And I was getting calls. Somebody was like, the Thunder got 100 and some points in the third quarter. Are they doing it? Which, that's why Adam Silverman did what he did. 100 points in the third quarter is not really considered that crazy in today's NBA.
Correct.
It's just that they was up 30 points too with it, you know. And so
they put up 35 in the first quarter. 34 in the first quarter, 35 in the second, 35 in the third.
Whew.
So this is kind of, so I do think there are a couple of things here.
Okay.
I do think it's going to be harder at the basket, because I think they are letting more physicality happen underneath the basket. I don't understand why Ja has not. The move that we've seen him do, where it's like he gets going downhill, stops like at the free throw line, or, you know, just inside the free throw line, hits that 10 to 15 footer, let the guys fly right by. Like, I do think you're going to have to make up for it that way, because I do think it's just going to be harder to finish at the rim, because this is kind of like, if we're talking about it in the scope of the playoffs, if you think about in the Morant era, even though we've had 7-game series, it usually feels like 2 in those series are close, and it's always determined by somebody at the last second making a shot. Well, the Grizzlies have basically had some form of this, where it's clear out, let Ja get going downhill, and try to make something at the rim. And we saw this in the Warriors series. We saw it in the Lakers series. And what happens is, because you know they're going to swallow the whistle, it ends up being a tough angle, and usually Ja's going to be falling away. He's an unbelievable finisher, so it's still a decent shot. But it's a tough shot to make, with the exception of it being it's close. It's closer. I do think part of the Grizzlies' injuries, because DeMichael and I were talking about this, the Grizzlies, because of their lack of shooting, the best way for them to generate offense is paint touches. Getting into the paint, they have the metrics behind it that says, like, you know, if we touch the paint, we score like 1.3 points per possession, whereas if we don't touch the paint in a possession, we score under one. And so I do think that's leading to some of the injuries, because they're letting more physical play happen underneath. I'm still saying this could be a little noisy, because I think another problem that Ja's having is consistency from in and out of the lineup, been banged up, hurt. Because I think that, to me, before he hurt his hip, when he dislocated his hip, I thought he was really playing like the best basketball of his life. And so now you've added the hip, he's got a shoulder issue. I'm still not convinced that this is style of play versus, I'm just not sure like how his body feels right now. Like, I think it's a lot. If you're going to go into the paint, like, and you're not 100%, like, that feels like that's a tough ask.
No, I agree with you on that, and that's why, you know, I love all, like, with the guy that you read.
Yeah.
I love all the interesting quotes that I see, because a lot of times, Jeff, you're looking to some of them, and I guess it's like being a murder detective. Ah, sure. That lead ain't going to lead to that. But then sometimes you have gotten deeper into,
like, let's take a look at this.
You the detective, like on American Gangster. You taking a look into it. Like, hold on, the mafia might not run everything. Who is this?
Correct.
Black guy with this mink coat
Stenzel.
On the front.
Stenzel.
On the front row, mm-hmm. Right? So I say that to say you do a good job from a guy on Twitter all the way up to the best reporters, you look into it. Where I am with it as a coach, I'm a little more straightforward, right? Maybe I should take a look. And I say that to say that this is not a big deal to me, because like you just said, I think it's more so him just having being healthy consistently, because – I don't like to be live my life, even though sports make you do it, so hot and cold.
Yes.
Wet and dry. I like to kind of stay consistent. And just a couple months ago, me and you and other people were saying he's playing the best ball of his career in life.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm not willing to go already and be like, oh, he ain't going to be able to adjust. Oh, that, you get what I mean? Like, he can't adjust to this player. People have figured it out. No, it's going to take a little bit more. I'm more of agreeing with you is, let's see him healthy for 20 games or something first and then go from there, because he is adjusting in and out the lineup, because whatever, just a week ago or so, and I don't watch every Grizzly game. I'm a huge college guy, and I do love the NBA, but, you know, I hit and miss.
You got players throughout the country.
Throughout the world. So I say that to say I do know this, because they made a big deal about it. Just a week ago, I know he wasn't playing because it was like a shiesty mask thing everybody was playing about. So that was just a week ago. So what, he been back a couple games?
I think that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that was two. Okay.
Yeah,
it felt like a week ago.
It's like a week and a half from today.
Yeah.
I haven't asked you about this. So how surprised were you that they got off the Smart contract?
Well, you know it has always been, Jeffrey, just me being in the sports world, from the barbershop all the way to people who write for a living, right?
Yeah.
It's been mixed feelings on Smart for a minute. It's kind of almost how Boston was. Like, you either had people who love him and seeing how much he did for the team, or some people that be like, they felt his name was bigger than the game, and they kind of wanted to move away. Because he's in an odd spot where, like, some people don't really know his position. They feel his leadership on the team. They think he do great things, but also people feel like he lit in a way, too, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And so,
I mean, clearly, I'll say this. There was clearly enough there that the Grizzlies made the decision, we are better off sending away a first-round pick and his contract to get rid of his contract because we don't think that there is a value for the rest of the season.
That's what I thought was maybe a little overboard.
So, again, I don't know enough behind the scenes. Like, I don't know, maybe did his people ask out? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me because if you ask out, Washington's not the spot. What I do think, and Kleiman's explanation on Friday was, they were crowded, and I got the sense that publicly Marcus has been very professional, but I sensed maybe frustration that didn't come in shape, maybe didn't work as hard to get back from injury, whatnot. There was clearly frustration, friction, and his explanation was by moving him out, we wanted to get Jalen Wells more minutes. We wanted to get Vince Williams more minutes. We wanted to get Gigi more minutes. And that was a way to do so. I still am not quite as sold that I just was kind of the opinion, why not wait and see what this season holds and see if there's a use for them? But they viewed it as, no, we're not going to do that. And that's their prerogative. I guess what Saturday also showed me is, as fantastic as Jalen has been this year, I think the most important perimeter guy the rest of the way is Vince.
Yep.
Because you saw, like, last night or Saturday night, man, asking Jalen to just follow SGA around, that is a tough ask.
Yeah. Yeah. And you write the piggyback on the Marcus thing, I guess, where this is where I'm a little throw it off, where I think it's a tad. And I don't want to use disrespect because it is business and everybody's still
getting paid.
Yeah. And I don't want to sound like that guy, but as mad as Luke here, some people still be like, man, you know, I wake up every day and go to work at a warehouse for $20 out in the cold. And it's like, yeah, we feel sorry that you just bought a house, you're getting traded across the country, but you know you still like.
Yeah, you're still worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
No, it's like,
but when you got feelings, I get
when
it.
Dennis Schroeder was like comparing it to being a slave, it's like, Dennis, you've made $103 million.
And let me piggyback with you because I can even agree with you. Anybody with sense understand it. But let me even say this because I'm a black man. That was crazy. Yeah. Like, you, at the end of the day, it's part. Now, I will say this. What they doing to him and PJ, maybe they should say you can only get traded so many times within a trade.
Yeah, I guess though, what I would say is like, all right, Dennis, you don't want to get traded, get a no-trade clause.
You know you can't really do that. Only two players got it. They do not know how Bradley Beal got it, but only LeBron and Bradley Beal, they don't really do that much in basketball. Them the only two got it. And then that's why Durant almost got traded. But they did listen to him about he didn't want to go back to Golden
State. Yeah, I mean, I understand functionally it doesn't happen that often, but it's like, if this is that serious to you, well, then maybe if – I bet they'll be willing to put in a no-trade clause if you knock the yearly price down.
For sure, but
nobody wants to knock the yearly price down.
But even with that, it's probably about 10 guys that can probably do it. He don't have enough leverage.
Yeah.
It's good. No disrespect, because Schroeder is a good player, but it's actually a blessing in his life now to keep getting 1-2-year contracts. He can't really go in there with demands.
Yeah, no.
Or he might not be on the team.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess just the way that I've always viewed it is, because I do agree with you. It's like getting traded 3 times in 5 days feels
a little
excessive. But then it's like, well, technically it was only one trade. It just got announced in parts and whatnot. So it's like, I don't like. It's tough for me to sit there and feel sorry for a guy that's made $103 million.
So on the flip side, I'm gonna say this. I don't feel sorry for anyone that's making, like you say, $103 million. On the flip side, though, and I know the world don't want to hear this, since I am cool and been around a lot of NBA
sure.
guys and stuff like that, it is an adjustment for your family. Some like I have a few people in the NBA, it's like, or in college coaches, and it's like their kids and white, because they got to keep going to different schools.
Sure.
And different. I ain't saying nobody feel sorry for, because they still living a luxury life, but the kids' emotions, I will say, are a little crazy, because they're starting to gain friends and family. Can stay in one spot, and then it's like, oh, you know, because some of them people travel their families together. Now, some NBA guys, they might go, their wife might stay in that same, you know.
How about this? Did you hear our boy Jalen Hurts still lives in an apartment?
He's something else.
He lives like, it's like $2,000 a month in like the south part of Jersey. He still lives in his apartment, even after he signed the big deal. His two big house purchases were like he bought his parents' house in Humble, Texas, and then he bought the house next to it.
And that's where he's down off season.
Yeah. But he goes to California a lot too. But during the season when he's in Philly, he just lives like, you know, because Philly's right there on the line.
We're talking about the starting quarterback, yes. Hurts, right?
Correct.
Like, do he have security?
I would imagine.
Because if he goes state, I mean, people know that by now, right? Like, he got at least.
He's also like a very focused individual. Like, there's like, I've always said this, like, even though I don't love the way he throws, I love the way he treats being a quarterback. Like, he takes his job very seriously.
He has really good leadership qualities, yes. Because he might be at least 10 years younger than
me. He's 26. He's 10 years younger than me, exactly.
Okay, and so his old school swagger, but hard. Do you get what I mean?
Well, I mean, think about this.
He's the youngest, oldest guy ever.
Well, I mean, look at like all the chaos that's been around him since starting. Like, you got AJ reading the book on the sidelines. You've got everyone talking about their relationship. It's like he just never changed. Cool, calm, collected.
No, and he's been focused. The story between him and his dad. I just love his journey. Even last night, I put it on my.
Guy got benched to the national championship game.
He brought that up last night.
And they come back and win.
He said he lost in the one before that one.
Yep.
The next one, he got benched. He was pretty much forced to transfer because a guy his caliber didn't need to be. You know, we talk about transferring before, but this was a situation like he was that good. He could start for 90 teams. It didn't make no sense for him to stay at Alabama. And he even got picked later than he should have because people questioning this, this, and that. Did he win the Heisman Oklahoma?
Finished second, I believe.
Finished second in the Heisman Oklahoma. And his story been great, man. It been great.
No, I mean, he's also. I don't know many 26-year-olds that can pull off the goatee.
Yeah. He got old man swagger. Like, the way he do his cigars and stuff, he's down to earth. It's like his daddy, Humble, Texas. He's down to earth, but I love it for him.
All right, on that, let's get into post-2024 season, our top 10 quarterbacks. We'll do that next. We come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Valentine's Day is coming up this week. There's still time to head over to our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers and get the Valentine's Day trifecta. You can shop now through Valentine's Day, and if you spend $99 or more, get a dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates free with any purchase of $99 or more. So you can pick them up with your voucher starting tomorrow through Friday while supplies last. While you're there, check out one of the hot items. It is the 2-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelet, one of the hottest gift items of the season. You can get yours for $7.99, but you should head on in because it's only while supplies last. If you're looking at something for a little bit more affordable, check out the Love You to the Moon and Back pendant. It's a beautiful diamond necklace for just $129. It's the perfect way to say I love you forever. Also, if you're thinking about getting engaged, of course, it's a big season to get engaged. Go see our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers because they make the engagement ring process so painless, so quick and easy, an outstanding shopping experience. You can even choose from their selection in store, or you can do what I did and get a custom-made engagement ring. It's not as daunting as it sounds. It's not like I'm some amateur jewelry designer. All I did was go in with a couple of pictures of concepts that my wife liked, and we went to work with Howie, got the diamond picked out, got the ring. She absolutely loves it. Again, free with every purchase of $99 or more. Get a dozen fresh roses and a box of chocolates. They also have great financing options, like 12 months interest-free, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. Shop early for the best selection. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, or you can shop online. All right, Herd, this was an exercise we did during the summer, and I can't decide if it's been made easier, more difficult throughout the season, but I did figure, now that we've seen Jalen Hurts has a Super Bowl MVP, does that change where he is in your view? So for me, I still have the top four the same, and I'm going Mahomes is still one, despite the worst game maybe he's ever played as a pro last night. I got Josh Allen 2. I have Burrow 3, Lamar 4. I think you can put those four guys basically on any team, and those teams can win. So I have that's kind of a clear mark. And so where it kind of becomes the issue for me is, what do we do 5 through 10? And I don't know how you see it. Do you have 1 through 4 the same?
I have the same names.
Okay.
So my 4 is Pat 1. And you know what's funny? When we were saying how far up Jalen went, I was thinking, is somebody taking Pat down after last night? But I still have Pat 1. And you know, me and you have this big, you're big on
Allen.
Allen and I'm kind of big on Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Lamar, and you know I love Joe Burrow too. So we had them flip. I have Joe 3 and Josh 4.
So the only reason why I like, to me, Lamar has gone up against all three of those guys, and he's come up on the short end of the stick every time. He's still an unbelievable player. Like, to me, he's clearly in the category of no matter what team he's on, he can win. But I just kind of, at the end of the day, I go to that. And then when it's picking between Josh and Burrow, honestly, it was just because Burrow gets hurt.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
But I think those are the four. All right, this is where it started to get difficult for me, because I think there's a case to be made for Hurts. But what Hurts, the issue that I struggle with Hurts is, I think it's fair to say this. For what Philly wants to do, he is the perfect quarterback. He controls the game. He allows them to extend drives, hold the football because he can use his legs, and he protects the football largely. Like, so he is a very good fit. Do I think he fits perfectly everywhere? No, but that's the problem with a lot of these quarterbacks that we're talking about. Like, I actually thought Stafford, the last end of the season, like, he was playing unbelievable football, but then it's like, what do you do with Stafford where he's only got probably a year left? I don't know quite what to do with that. And then he had a period with broken ribs where we didn't know about it till the end of the season, where he just kind of looked okay. So I actually went, I gave the nod to Stafford at 5 just because longer body of work. I put Stafford at 5, Hurts at 6. But if you wanted to flip those, and even if you said, I still have Stafford further down, like, I'm fine with it. That's just how I ranked it.
So, yeah, I have him a lit down. You want me to give you my 5 and 6?
Yeah.
So this is probably going to shock you. My 5, and you gonna say, here, you going too far. My 5 is Jaden.
So I put him at 7.
And my 6 is Jalen.
Okay, so I have Jaden at 7, and Jaden is in the same spot for me that I was with Stroud last year, which is I am very open to the idea that this guy is something special, but I need to see it a little bit more next season, because we've seen a lot of guys get on heaters, have a great rookie season, and then have a so-so sophomore campaign like we saw with Stroud. But I am very open to the idea that Jaden could wind up being in the category of the wins wherever he goes. I just need to see a little bit more next year.
No, I'm with you. I'm going to put him, I guess, where I'm only thinking about today with the list. And so I'm going to put him there also because of what you said, Jeff. I do think he can go anywhere and win. I also would take it a step further. I don't think most people, and has been shown over the last 20 years, could win with the Commanders.
No, and I mean, there is also the reality of, does the NFC, is your opinion of the NFC championship game changed? Because Daniels largely moved the football. Like, that game was largely determined by, A, the Commanders couldn't stop the run, and then they had 4 fumbles that the Eagles turned into 28 points. But in terms of offense and moving the football, Daniels did a better job moving the football consistently than even Mahomes did last night.
And he killed Detroit. I know, but they was banged up, but still, that was really big going into.
They could not stop him. Like, that was the other thing. It's like with the Lions being in that fashion, it's like they could not get off the field. All right, for 8, I put Goff. I'm just a big believer. Like, Goff is he's in the same mold with Hurts, where it's like, I don't know if you can win no matter what with him, but if you surround him, like, he can be the best version of the game manager because he is such an accurate thrower, gets them into the right play. He's like kind of a throwback in the sense, like, controls the game at the line of scrimmage. And yes, he was bad in the playoff game. The turnovers cost them, but it's like, he still is consistently, year after year, put up unbelievable numbers and wins. So I had him at 8. I put CJ at 9. I'm still not sure how much of this year's struggles were on CJ. He gets his receivers were banged up. They were shuffling the offensive line. But I just felt like at times the player that I saw at Ohio State that could be kind of up and down, for the first time we saw that a little bit in the NFL. Still, like, if you're putting him up and you're telling me he's my quarterback, it's like, okay, yeah, I can for sure go win with that. But I had him at 9.
Okay, so you just did 7, 8, 9 with, yeah, Jaden,
Goff, and Stroud.
So my 7, 8, and 9, 7 is CJ, 8 is Stafford, and 9 is Goff.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of what we're seeing is like 5 through 10, it's kind of eyes in the beholder, and you can even maybe bounce it out to like maybe 12 or 13 because I rounded up. I'll take all the heat in the world. I still think you can win with Baker. And I put Baker as my 10th.
Oh, and I didn't even think about him because my 10th is funny. I got 10 and then I got 3 quarterbacks under that. My 10th is Love. So I got Love at 10. And then right under, I put honorable mentions like 2-3 people would be Trevor.
Yep.
I guess you got to go Baker.
Herbert.
Herbert. I got Justin. You know, he was top 5. You know how much I love him. And then I got Brock.
Yeah.
And then after that, I guess Dak, and that's pretty much all the good quarterbacks, really, outside of the rookie ones when you go.
Yeah, it's like, what do you think of Bo Nix? What do you think of Caleb?
No, Caleb. Caleb, you're right, Caleb.
My thing with Jordan Love is I don't know how much of this season was him coming back playing hurt versus did teams figure out kind of how to defend them. But he still has – he still has the upside of elite of the elite because all the special things you can't teach, he has. But so like it's kind of the same thing. It's like, okay, who else? It's like, I don't know what to do with Bo Nix yet. I don't know what to do with Michael Penix. Haven't seen enough there. My problem with Tua is like, if he can stay healthy, but it's like, I'm at the point now with Tua, it's like, I'll believe it that when I see it that he stays healthy for a whole season.
Yeah, he's right there. Yeah, it is, like you say, and we talked about this early on, I would say like from 7 or 8 to 14, it's just a kind of a bunch, you know, because
absolutely
at the heart, you know, like I say, he don't produce as many wins, but Dak is still a good quarterback with a good arm. We missing out on probably a couple more.
So it's like, what do you think of Kyler?
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah, he's in there.
What do you think of Geno?
Geno in there. He just went to the Pro Bowl, I think, 2 years ago. I was last year with CJ and them.
I have no idea on the Pro Bowl anymore.
Yeah, so they do the little throwing tests and stuff.
I'm trying to see.
After that, I think we pretty much done because I don't really. Well, I mean, I'm about to say somebody has been awfully bad, but he has at one point more talent than all these people, like a Deshaun Watson. I know he's not in there right now.
I just have no idea because like he's coming off another Achilles. I was never super high on him to begin with. I thought he put up a lot of empty stats. I don't know what to do with
the Falcons. Kurt was good before this year.
And now we find out like Kurt got hurt, like hurt his shoulder during that 4-game stretch when he got benched. But it's like, well, why were you playing him? I don't know what to do with Darnold. I think Darnold's more a product of, I think he had really good coaching in Minnesota. But it's like, do I really?
He did play good this year.
Yeah. The last two games.
He played pretty good this year.
Like, what do you think of Drake May?
I need to see more.
Yeah, I go with Drake. Okay, I'm in the same spot. Yeah. It's like May and Nix to me are like the same. It's like, okay, they were better than I expected early, but I still need to see like way more than like right now. They're just still kind of potential to me.
I think Nix had some good stretches though, because he had better coaching.
And he did, and like they he's also older.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's played a lot more football. But I think that's kind of the big deal is like, all right, you got the 4 guys that I think you can win with. I think Jaden could be one of those guys. But then after that, it's kind of like situational.
What do you think about the two they were doing good early on? What did you think about the two quarterbacks from the Steelers?
So,
Russell Wilson and Fields. Because early on, they actually looked pretty good for the last.
Yeah, I think that was more of a testament of just the consistency of the Steelers.
The Steelers, okay.
Because I don't even know what to do. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next. Right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Herd, for days, don't tell the story, tell your story. I think we got to go with DeAndre Hopkins. Did you see the hot mic catching him last night? Y'all going to talk about the refs now? As if the Chiefs got screwed last night. It's like, Hop, it was 34-0. I don't know how much the refs had to do with that one, but I do very much enjoy. We're going to talk about the refs now? Okay. Don't tell the story, tell your story. All right, my man, always good having you back in here. He, of course, is Coach Hurd, head coach and team director of Team Thad. If you missed anything, we'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Coach, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.